Well, good evening, gentlemen. I'm having a few beers here. I hope you might be having one or two yourself. And why not? I mean, everything in moderation, right? And I can have as many as I want because I've got nobody here whining my ear all to tell me that's too much. But I won't have that much anyway. When I've fallen on the floor and I can't speak properly, that's enough. Anyway, I haven't really talked about Ukraine. But it does make me wonder how they're sending all this help to Ukraine and money and everything from a country where the people themselves in that country are suffering. Surely you should look after your own before you look after other people's. But that's the way it is. So anyway, I found this news item. I put a link to the news item below. Then, as you know, the UK people can open their houses up to Ukraine refugees. Even though the UK is way overcrowded already, there are people in the UK, quite a number of them, that are living on the streets, but that's not important. But anyway, this youngish couple took in a Femon refugee from Ukraine. This Ukraine Femon was 22 years old and reasonably attractive. The other people in the house was this Femon, who was 28 years old, with her partner, who had been together since 2014, and apparently they had two young children. Didn't actually mention it was the man's children or not. Then the partner was a guy. I say that because you never know nowadays. And I guess he thought this Ukraine refugee was quite attractive too, because they got on very well indeed. And it had only been 2 weeks and the Femon had to kick the Ukraine refugee out because she could see what was happening. But her male partner left as well and went with the Ukraine lady because they had fallen in love. And of course this Femon has a big story in the paper about how she is the victim. And the truth it probably is its infatuation from the man and it will wear off. But Femons do this to men all the time. Men have been married for 10 years and all of a sudden she says, "Get out, I've got a new man." But as usual with Femons, they want their cake and eat it too, and there's one rule for them and one rule for the man. Don't do what I do what I say. And this Femon, of course, says they were very happy, a family. But of course, if the man was so happy as she says he was, he wouldn't have gone with this Ukraine refugee, would he? But of course he's a cad and a no-good person now, of course. When the wife actually gets caught playing around, it's the man's fault. He's not paying enough attention to his wife. When the man plays around, it's his fault as well. He's just a dirty, rotten cad, isn't he? You see the double standards that the Femons use all the time. Apparently, according to Femons, Femons deserve happiness. But men don't deserve happiness at all. I can imagine this man is probably very happy right about now. Of course, it won't last. So what do you guys think of this guy? Do you think he's a cad? And what about the Ukraine Femon? If you read the story, you find out she's no innocent person either in this situation. And I remember when I was a younger man, when I lived in Thailand and met these older men, and they told me their whole life history. They were usually always married for a very long time, and they were true blue to their wife, even though they had many chances not to be, and they always told me they regretted missing those chances they had as the way things turned out. But of course, I think we all have chances we've missed. There's one comes to mind for me. But think about it, would this story be in the paper even if it was a man it happened to? You know, a carpet layer came to the house to lay the carpet and got a bit confused what he was supposed to lay. No, the stories like that for men don't make headlines, do they? So anyway, I'm gonna go and get another beer. I'm gonna have a beer for this guy. I know he's in lust, and when the lust is over, I hope they are still together. But I'm very doubtful about that. Sometimes for young men, when they've got a rock on and giving you an ice cream headache, it's hard to think straight. Whoa, those were the days. C'est la vie.